Well, Lenny, you played that position. That's the most difficult position, I believe, quarterback to coach. I mean, you guys, you got to have a lot of nerve to stand back there and let people like Butkus and Huff and Nitschke and Bednarik and all these guys.
Robustelli, you know, Cabbage, I know all those.
Yeah, take shots at you. You know, you're going to get hit. You got to get rid of that ball, and you know still yet you're going to get hit. So I just think that coaching plays such an important part in protecting the quarterback, and he's the guy. John Unitas was, you know, was proclaimed one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and he was. And he said this to me one day. He said, "Sam, you know, when you can tell that you're a great quarterback?" And I said, "Well, you're a great quarterback." He said, "Well, you know, I've come up with a saying. Whenever you can tell the head coach to go to hell for calling the play, that's when you're a great quarterback." That's what Unitas would say. I mean, he was a straightforward guy. Yeah, I mean, you can't protect yourself if you could call the plays, and you should be able to call the plays. And I think that's one of the worst things they ever did, is to put a microphone or a hearing thing in a quarterback's ear, and he has no control over setting up a play or attacking a hole that he knows is there. He can't, you know, he can put almost anybody out there and call a play, and he can repeat it to the offense. But they don't do that on defense. They don't put a microphone or whatever you call it in the linebacker's ear. They have to signal in if they want a special defense call. So it's not as bad playing defense as it is offense right now.